Exciting show today, Erica.
Tell everyone who we have on.
Are you ready for this? The Grand Pasha of Pompadouria.
Everyone, let's have a royal welcome for the Grand Pasha.
I love this show, Motherboard. Maybe someday I'll be on it.
I could arrange it.
So, Pash, we understand you have an amazing story to tell us today.
Oh, indeed I do, Sam. My long-lost daughter, the Princess of Pompadouria, has returned home.
And she's here to tell us this amazing story herself. Princess? But tell me, who did your hair?
Pierre of Pompadouria. Who else?
What? Wicked, a princess? That's impossible!
Wicked, now about your past.
Sam, please, call me Princess.
If you are the princess, then how do you explain that you've been living in happily ever after as the Wicked Witch?
Well, when I left Pompadouria after college to spread my wings and explore the land, a fall caused me to forget my true identity.
Does she really expect anyone to buy that ridiculous story?
Oh, you poor thing! What an ordeal!
It was horrible. Until a short time ago when I fell again and remembered who I really was.
Pumpkin!
Daddy!
I'm gonna be sick.
And we have a surprise for you and your audience, right, Daddy?
Oh, a really big surprise.
I'm getting married! Meet my husband-to-be!
No! Hacker will inherit Pompadouria's power.
But you're the hacker! Your goal is to dominate all of cyberspace.
Sam, my days of seeking cyberworld domination are over. Pompadouria is such a rich, beautiful place.
Are you saying you have no interest in the power of Pompadouria?
None whatsoever. I'm in love.
Oh, Hacky.
Oh, by the way, son, I am needing some more weak gel.
I have a fabulous idea. What if we cover your wedding right here on CyberScoop? Yeah?
Why, we'd like nothing better than to share our happiness with the entire cyber universe.
Can't wait for some of your world-famous pancakes, Inez.
Me too. When will they be ready?
Alert! Hacker, alert! Hacker Wicked getting married.
No way!
Must stop.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Oh, these flowers are simply gorgeous. Who did them?
I picked them myself from the Forever Forest.
The Forever Forest? How glorious! Is there anything this princess can't do?
These disguises were a great idea, Nez.
Oh, but they sure are itchy. Oh!
I don't believe for a second that Wicked is really a princess.
It doesn't matter what we believe. The Grand Pasha believes it.
And so does Hacker.
Why don't we just tell the Pasha what we think?
Because he'll never take our word for it. We have to prove it.
Hacker.
That's the Hacker, Sam.
Whatever. If you expect the Pompadourians to accept you, will you agree never to cause chaos again?
An agreement?
Not right now, Sam. We've got to get ready for the big I do. Come along, Haggy. If anything ruins this wedding, I'm holding you personally responsible.
Yes, Wicked.
That's Princess!
Yes, Princess.
No one must find the secret castle in Forever Forest. Get it?
Secret castle?
If anyone finds it, you must tell me immediately, or I'll use you to practice my spelling. Catch my drift?
Yes, Princess.
Now go guard that castle!
Earthlies, it's me!
It's Stitch! Something about a secret castle. He wants us to follow him. Let's go.
I can't believe you've kept your true identity hidden from me for all this time. Who knew you're really the energy heiress, huh?
Believe it, Haggy Poo. I'm your dream come true.
Oh, yes. The powerful prince and princess of Pompadouria.
That's the princess and prince.
Keep going. I still see him. Hey, look at those shiny things.
Yeah, they're the source of Pompadouria's power.
If Hacker gets his hands on that stuff, he'll have enough power to do whatever he wants. Hurry!
Boy, we better reach that secret castle soon. I'm getting pooped.
Yikes!
No! Oh! Whoa! Who are you?
I'm the Princess of Pompadouria. That nasty witch locked me in here.
I know it! Don't worry, I'll get you out. But first, I gotta get in. Who sent you?
Can we talk? I mean, you're a boyden. I'm a boyden. Well, kinda.
No deal. Who sent you?
Motherboard sent us. You have a problem with that?
Leave here at once. No way. The real princess is locked in that castle. And we gotta free her and expose Wicked as a fake.
The real princess?
I saw her myself. Wicked's up to her old tricks. Surprise, surprise.
How do we get inside?
You can't. It's locked.
Look, you've got to help us. For Motherboard and the safety of all cyberspace. Please?
Motherboard, huh? Okay, I'll help. But if Wicked finds out, she'll use her terrible spells. My beak is sealed. This way! This gate will open only if you pour exactly one cup of sand into this goblet and pull the lever.
That's easy. There's tons of sand around here, way more than one cup.
No, it must be exactly one cup.
No problemo. Let's see. A 3-cup measure, a 2-cup, and... My 1 cup is missing.
So how can we measure 1 cup?
I've got an idea. Try filling the 2-cup measure halfway up. That should be 1 cup.
Sounds like a plan to me.
You guys pour. I'll hold.
More. Stop.
Looks like 1 cup to me. Let's go for it.
The princess is as good as free.
Anyone hurt?
It was a trap, and you knew it!
I said you had to pour exactly 1 cup of sand into the goblet, or the gate wouldn't open.
Well, I thought it was 1 cup.
That's okay, Didge. We all did. I guess this is harder than we thought.
At least we know one thing. Estimating won't solve this problem.
Come on, let's try again.
The boss told me I could be his best man at the wedding.
He told me I could.
I'm smarter than you are.
I'm taller.
I'm faster.
You two dunce buckets give new meaning to the term best man.
Oh, and this gown was designed by Laura Wing and features lots of fluffy feathers. Not real, of course. What do you think, Princess?
Oh, Erica, they're simply fabu. Can I have them all?
No, you can only choose one.
Well, fine. I'll take the one with the feathers.
Okay, guys, think. How can we measure exactly one cup of sand when all we have is a two-cup measure and a three-cup measure?
You got me. It's too hard.
There's got to be another way to think about this.
Another way. That's it. And I quote, "When a problem is too hard, try something simpler."
Who said that one?
Maria Garcia, mi abuela.
Who's that?
My grandmother.
Excuse me, but the wedding is today, not next week.
Okay, okay. What can we do with these to make this problem simpler?
You can pour them or you can fill them. How much simpler do you want?
Why not try pouring the two cup into the three cup to start, Jax?
That was exciting.
Digit, you're right. It was exciting. We just poured two cups of sand into the three cup measure, and here's our one cup.
But there's nothing in that part.
Yes, there is. Enough space for exactly one cupful. Watch what happens when I start out with a full three cup and pour it into the two cup. Two cups in this one gives us one cup in this one.
You're right, Matt.
We did it.
Follow me. One cup of sand into the goblet and open sesame.
It worked.
Let's be the princess.
Woohoo!
Boss, what's the matter?
I'm getting married to Wicked! That's what's the matter!
But, boss, she's a princess. A princess with power.
You're right. I've got to stay focused. She is a princess with power. And I'll be a prince with even more power. I'll be, let me think, married! Hello, my blushing bride.
The things I do to achieve my goal of total domination.
Whoa, which door do we use?
The one on the right. The one on the left has an ogre behind it.
The ogre is behind this one? Yikes! He's right. Refresh my memory. An ogre is...
a big, ugly monster that, according to mythology, eats people.
Okay, I gotta go now.
Hang on, Didge. We'll figure this out.
It's locked. Keys!
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Seven of those eight keys weigh the same. One is lighter. Only the lightest key will open the door.
Let me guess. If we try the wrong key, the floor opens up?
No. Use the wrong key, and the door with the ogre opens.
Cool. Let's use it to weigh all the keys. That should show us which one is lightest.
Good idea. But this scale can't tell us what something weighs. It only shows whether two things weigh the same or not.
I think we can still use it. What if we compare each of the keys with the others?
What's up with you guys? You've got a wedding to stop. It could take hours to compare all those keys.
There's one more thing. You can only use the balance scale three times.
You sure you're on our side?
This is important. On the fourth try, the ogre comes out.
Oh, man. We don't know how many tries it's gonna take. What are we gonna do?
We're back to Inez's grandma. Try something simpler.
Wait, I have an idea. Instead of comparing each of the keys with the others, let's split them in two equal groups.
The lightest key has to be in one of them, right?
Let's weigh them and find out.
Okay, this side went down because it's heavier. So the lightest key has to be in this pile of four. Now let's split this lighter pile and weigh them again.
It's working. We're down to two keys. It's got to be one of these two.
It better be. Only one weighing left before hungry ogre time.
Here it is. The lightest key, guaranteed. Gotta hand it to your grandma, Inez. This problem started hard.
But going simple made it easy.
You did say the right door.
Trust me.
If you're in here, Mr. Ogre, forget about what I said. I'm sure you're not ugly, and I'm sure you don't eat children.
Well, bites! No bites, please!
I think we're safe.
But what is that?
Oh, man, another locked door?
And look at all these tubes! Oh, we'll never free the princess in time.
Didge, fly back to the wedding. Try to stall him. We'll get there as soon as we can.
I'm on my way here, please. Oh! I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm going now. Oh!
Oh, this is just too exciting, Sam! Is this a wedding or what?
If you ask me, it's more like a circus.
Boss, isn't this music groovy? Let it in.
Zip it!
Ow!
I'll tell you again. A 1 foot section of tube is missing from right here. For the ball to roll all the way down and open the lock, you have to slide exactly 1 foot of tubing through this slot here. If it's the right size, it will slide into place and complete the missing section.
Here we go again. All we have are two tubes that are definitely longer than 1 foot, and no ruler! How can we measure exactly 1 foot?
Let's see if we can make this simpler. What do we know? We've got a 5 foot tube and a 3 foot tube, but we only need a 1 foot piece.
Sounds familiar. Didn't we just do this with the measuring cups? Only this time, we need a saw. See? Saw.
Cool. The saw, not the joke.
Whatever. Okay, if we place the pipes like this, it would be easy to cut off a 2 foot piece. See? Hand me that, Jax.
5 takeaway 3, leaves 2.
Exactly. But we need 1 foot, not 2 feet.
Wait. Take the 2 foot piece and subtract it from the 3 foot piece.
Yeah, 3 takeaway 2 is 1. And that's the 1 foot piece we need.
I must say, you fellows are good.
Okay, Master, start cutting.
3 minus 2 leaves 1.
Way to go, Matt.
I'll slide it into place.
Hurry, Jax.
A ball.
Yes! Yes! Free the princess!
Princess, you're free. Come on.
Who are you? We'll explain as we go. We have one more problem to solve.
I
I don't understand.
We must hurry, or your father will give away all of Pompadouria.
Oh, Sam, isn't it beautiful? I think I'm going to cry.
Me too. The thought of Hacker controlling Pompadouria's energy makes me want to weep.
If there is anyone here who thinks these two should not get married, speak up now or...
Stop the wedding! Wicked's not the real princess!
She's not!
Of course I am! This silly bird doesn't know what he's talking about! Get on with it!
The Hacker, do you take the princess's hand in matrimony?
No! This is a terrible mistake!
Why, of course I do!
Oh, you got a hanky, Buzzy?
And do you, princess, take...
No!
Stop!
Sam, doesn't that look a lot like the princess?
Father! Father, I am your real daughter. And this is
plain old Wicked.
You are an imposter!
You mean, you aren't the heiress of this powerful cyber site?
Well, not exactly.
I just remembered I have to take the Grim Reaker in for an oil change.
Out of my way! Oh,
wait for us, boys!
Yes, wait up!
But Hacky Poo, we can still be a happy couple!
I don't think Hacker's out of trouble yet.
How can I thank you all for freeing my real daughter?
Actually, you need to thank this bird over here, too. He showed us the way.
No, I will thank him.
What? Try that again.
My prince.
My princess.
My goodness.
I wonder what would happen if I kiss you.
Don't even think about it.
Well, Erica, a bird turns into a prince on live television. How about that?
Just when you think you've seen it all, right, Sam? Oh, and it looks like we'll have a big wedding after all.